This is Union Redskins Football, presented by TTCU, the Credit Union, and Tulsa All-State agent Jimmy Willis on News 102.3 KRMG.
Namath back to pass, Joe looking, throwing, and it's completed on the
first.
The last shot Michael Jordan will ever take in the NBA.
5 seconds left in the game.
Over.
You believe it, not hope yet.
Terrific play in there. Just swarmed Broken Arrow's quarterback, and it's Union's football.
3, 2, 1. It's showtime.
A dominant force in Oklahoma high school football. Union is on a mission for yet another championship this season. Hear every moment live on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and always on News 102.3 KRMG. Now, the voice of Union Redskins football, KRMG's Rick Corey.
Hello again, everyone. I'm Chris Lincoln, filling in once more for the voice of the Redskins, Rick Corey. He's with the University of Tulsa football team in Annapolis, Maryland. Golden Hurricanes, big game tomorrow at Navy in the American Athletic Conference. So those two top leaders in the division. It's state quarterfinal playoff time here in the state of Oklahoma. We welcome you to Union High School in Tulsa as the Redskins host the Broken Arrow Tigers. Union finished the regular season with an 8-2 record, 6-1 in district play. Broken Arrow, the biggest high school in the state, 4,600 students in grades 9 through 12, comes in with a 6-4 record, including a 42-7 loss earlier this season to Union. The Redskins, by the way, lead the series of Broken Arrow 36-6. They have not lost to these Tigers since back in 2008. Tonight's winner advances to the state 6A1 semifinal game next Friday against the winner of number 1 Jinx and number 8 Southmore. That game this evening is at Jinx. If Union should win this game, and most expect Jinx would win their game, it's likely another Jinx-Union rematch. This one, they probably say, will be at Broken Arrow High School next Friday night. We'll have to get all the details later on, but that's a possibility. Union wins tonight. They could play Jinx again in the rematch in the state semifinals and very likely at Tiger Stadium over in Broken Arrow. I'm joined again by our color analyst, former arena football quarterback Zach Jones. And first of all, Zach, happy anniversary. Number 5 for you, right?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, and happy birthday to you,
that's
sir.
That's right. Number 69 for me. That's just great. So, well, sudden death in playoffs. It's a winner-go-home season in, so added pressure.
Always in the playoffs, this is so much fun because you know that there's no more after this game, and so there's a lot of additional pressures. But that's what really you start relying on off seasons, right? And what you put your team through and the pressures and the character that they've built through the season. So this is when it gets real, and that's what makes it so much more fun is that intensity.
Well, Union head football coach Kirk Frederick with an incredible 117-18 one-loss record in his 10 seasons as the head coach of the Redskins. I got some thoughts earlier. Rick Corey had talked to before he hit the road, and we asked him for his thoughts on tonight's game in a rematch with the Tigers they dominated in week 2 of the season.
Coach, looking at them on tape and preparing, how different is this Broken Arrow team than the one you handled pretty easily, or at least handily, earlier in the season?
Well, I think it would be a mistake to think that it's the same team for Broken Arrow, because they had some guys hurt in that first game, and we recognize that, and they're up to full strength, and they're playing much better. To me, the quarterback's doing a much better job defensively. They're fitting much better against the run. So it should be a good challenge for us.
That's Doc Blevins with the pregame interview with Kirk Frederick. Doc will be on the sidelines for us again tonight. 42-7, Union over Broken Arrow in that game in week 2 here. And just totally dominated the Tigers. We asked Brother Doc Blevins, asked Coach Frederick, what he thought the keys to tonight's game will be.
What's the key to winning tonight?
I think the way you run the football. I think we had great success with that last time, and how much better as Broken Arrow at trying to stop the run, and then what are we able to do defensively against the run will be an early tell of how the game's going to go.
And good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing that.
Thank you, Doc. Thank you, Coach. And 1:23 left before kickoff. We've had the coin toss. Union won the coin toss, elected to defer to the second half. So they will kick off. They'll be defending the north goal. That's where we have a bit of a breeze coming. They say officially the wind is just 8 miles an hour. But, Zach, look at that flag flying. It looks like it's more than that right now.
Yeah, I was trying to take a look at the flag, and that always helps. But it's breezy. It's, that makes it a little bit more chilly. But And when you're, anytime you're playing football in the playoffs, a cool weather is a little bit better, less cramping. You really just energize, and that weather really not going to come into play.
57 degrees at kickoff here tonight in Tulsa. And here come the Redskins in all black uniforms tonight. Silver helmets with the U on the side, black with red and white trim down the pants. White numbers on the jerseys, and the Union Redskins take the field through the teepee in the south end zone, led by those crazy guys that never wear shirts, running around with flags and 50-degree weather. Now out of the Tiger Den, here come the Broken Arrow Tigers. Broken Arrow dressed in all white with their black and gold helmets and colors on the side of the pants. Again, the biggest high school in the state of Oklahoma, Zach, 4,600. But they said their season really has been about injuries. That second game of the season, or that first game of the season, they went down to play a real power in Texas, at Trinity, Texas. They lost 39-16, but they really got beat up and really never recovered this season.
Yeah, came back lame, and they fought back, and they made it to the playoffs, and they're doing well here at postseason. And we talk about all the time, when's the right time to gel? And I would rather be hurt early and come full strength in playoffs than vice versa. So, you know, right now, the Tigers really like to come into this game and what they've done, and they've given quite the fight to the Redskins the last couple times they played, excluding the regular season, and they haven't had a great record. Like you said, 2008 is the last time they beat them, but they've brought a couple challenges here in the postseason.
Again, Doc Blevins, our veteran, is down on the sidelines up in the booth here with us, our engineer, and now doing the stats with us tonight. Jeff Johns, his dad, Richard, recovering from some surgery. Wish him the very best here, but Jeff's ready to help us out here. Did a good job on the sidelines the other week, too. Heard you sit with some of that, too, Jeffrey, so we'll get some of his comments as well. How about Doc Blevins? Can he hear us down there? We can see if we have Doc. We have thought before the kickoff here. Doc Blevins, you with us? All right, Doc Blevins is not ready for the game yet. We'll be joining Doc in a little bit here. There comes Union out there, ready to kick off. Kicking off again will be Noah Rauschenberg. What a season he has had. The sophomores handle all the kicking duties. 53 of 56 in extra points. 8 of 12 in field goals. 77 points to lead Union in scoring this season. He'll be kicking off. Let's see who's deep for the Broken Arrow Tigers. They're going on offense for the first time to start the game tonight here. C.J. Myers will be returned in single kickoff return formation. He's back sending his own 5-yard line. Wind at his back. Rauschenberg, hand is in the air. The official blows the whistle, and the state high school football playoffs in Oklahoma are underway as Union kicks off to Broken Arrow and drives the ball into the end zone with that wind behind his back. So it'll be a touchback and first and 10. Out come the Tigers, the 20-yard line.
Great kick by Rauschenberg to set this one deep, and he's had a couple games this year where he's had all kinds of leg, and then the next week he kicks it a little bit short, but that one looks like he's fired up for these playoffs.
Broken Arrow is starting their senior quarterback, Cade Yeager. He has thrown for over 1,400 yards and run for just 168 yards. He's thrown for 12 touchdowns, had 3 passes intercepted on the season. Running back behind him is Tucker Dunlap, a 6-foot, 185-pound junior, ready for the first snap of the game. 12 minutes on the clock. Snap, quick handoff, and sweeping around to the right side there is number one, C.J. Myers. He is being pulled out at the 25-yard line as a quick jet sweep reverse there, and he picks up about 5.
Redskins are on fire. Look like they're trying to jump on a football there. Probably came out a little bit loose. And Patrick Fields is the guy over there making the tackle. And that guy's been all over the field this year with 26 unassisted tackles. That guy's just all over, 3 interceptions, 26 unassisted. He's going to help out a lot.
Took the 25, gained 5, be second down and 5 as the Tigers looking for the 30 for a first down. They'll send 2 receivers to the right side, 1 to the left. Again, the senior quarterback, Yeager, back in a shotgun formation, back to pass, looks to the right, looks to the left, hit. Swings away from one man, gets away from another, and now it's going to be trapped in the backfield. Down he goes for a loss of 1 or 2 on the play. Good rush by the Union Redskin defense. He slipped away from one man, but couldn't get away from the second guy, and down he went about the 20. They're going to mark at the 24-yard line, I believe.
Jordan Kelly's the guy that came up with the sack after Kyrie kind of wrapped him up there. Yeager make his way out of a sack, and Jordan Kelly said, not so fast.
Loss of 1, third down and 6. Quarterback Yeager goes over to the sidelines to pick up his play from the offensive staff. Now there's also a penalty on the play.
holding. I didn't see any laundry. Did you see it?
I did not see a flag, but the referee has just called holding on the Tigers. That's going to back them all the way back to the 11-yard line.
Well, that's not something they wanted, and that's going to back them way back in there.
They have it. It's third down still. It's been after the play, obviously. Jaeger back to pass. Looks down the middle of the field. Guy wide open at the 40. He may score. 45 midfield. They're not going to catch him at the 40, at the 30. All the way. Touchdown, Gavin Potter. Whoa. That would have been, what, 89 yards?
Yep, 89 yards. And
he was wide open.
Gavin Porter came off the corner there as a tight end, and they had a little confusion on the Redskins' defense on who was manning up. They hustled out of the formation, put trips to the right, and no one covered up Gavin, and he went right down the middle of the field completely uncovered.
Gavin Porter, 6'1", 190-pound sophomore. That's his second touchdown of the season. And, man, they really broke that through. Chandler Syed is the man who kept the extra point. The kick is up. The kick is good, and that quickly. Broken Arrow has struck here tonight. Jump on fun of favorite Union. 7-0, Broken Arrow, 10:49 left in the first quarter. You're listening to Redskins football on 102.3 AM 740 KRMG.
If you're looking for an insurance agent who will work for you, visit with Jimmy Willis Insurance Services. Jimmy will review your policies and make sure you have the right coverage. He will look for every available discount and give you a fair quote. It never hurts to shop around to see if you can save money. Call Jimmy Willis Insurance at 918-250-6770. That's 918-250-6770.
When you know you win, Jimmy Willis Insurance.
I had a dream to take every fifth grade student in Pryor School District to the Oklahoma City Science Museum.
Right now, when you open a new TTCU checking account, online or in person, you'll get $100. Plus, every check card swipe helps an area school.
Instead of just buying stuff, you're helping people.
Thanks for swiping.
Thanks, TTCU.
Thank you.
Annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20%. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/16. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Tigers with a 7-0 lead. Just kicked off. Patrick Fields returned it for the Redskins. They'll take over for their first possession of the evening. First and 10 at the Union 34-yard line. There's a shocker to start the game here as Coach David Alexander's Tigers strike quickly for an 89-yard touchdown pass. Wow, what a
They came out on fire, and that's gonna put them in a hole here.
Davenport, the quarterback. Shamari Brooks, the running back. Davenport back to pass, keeps it, goes straight ahead across the 35, and pushed back there by the center of the Tiger defense. Gained a couple on the play. It'll be second down and 8 for the Union Redskins after their first play of the game.
Well, on the average, that your Redskins come in throwing 11 times a game, and they come out the first play of this one and try to make a play and just covered up.
Second and 7. Davenport takes the snap. Hands off Shamari Brooks at the 40. Brooks still at the 45. Midfield, 45. Hit, spun down at the 38-yard line of the Broken Arrow Tigers. As Shamari Brooks broke that one quickly and a first down for the Redskins. And they're going quickly. Already in line of scrimmage. Official marks the football officially at the 39-yard line. 25-yard run by Shamari Brooks. And the Redskins are back at the line of scrimmage, ready to go. Davenport takes the snap. Hands off again, and Brooks off the right side, just 1 or 2 yards on that play as he part of the blocks of Nate Peters, the right guard, Ricky Stromberg, the right tackle. The other lineman has been a good line for Union this year. Carter Hoppengarner, left tackle, 290-pound senior. Elwood Tomlin, 6'1", 285-pound senior, is the left guard. Carlos Barrios, 260-pound at center. Nate Peters, 305, right guard, and Ricky Stromberg, 305, the right tackle. Big offensive line. Again, Shamari Brooks follows that line off the left side. Gets inside the 35-yard line before the Tigers push him back. It'll be third down, about 5, maybe 6 yards for the Redskins here.
Yeah, and actually, Carlos Barrios was out of this as a captain this afternoon, but had a walking cast on. So they've got, I believe it's the same one we had last week. I'll get you a name on that in just a second.
It is going to be third down and 6. Union at the Broken Arrow 35. Need to get to the Tigers 29 to keep this drive going. Looking for a first down. Davenport looks to his right. Throws to his right. Has a man open. In and out of the hands. And incomplete. Off the hands. The intended receiver there. Kyrie Richardson. And it'll be fourth down for Union now.
Kyrie's got to come down with that one. He's a go-to guy and seems to always have really good hands. And he went up to make the play with a defender right on him and just didn't come down with it. So that's unfortunate there.
Wow, they're sending Noah Rauschenberg out to a tempo would be a 52-yard field goal.
Noah did this last week and had plenty of leg for it. And now he's got the wind at his back. His long for the year is 47.
From 52 yards away, Rauschenberg hits it.
Just
he
over.
Got it. Wow, just cleared the bar. How about that? That young sophomore has been sensational. 8 of 12 before tonight. That gives him 80 points on the season. What a job by Noah Rauschenberg. 52-yard field goal. The Redskins are on the board as they now make it 7-3, trailing Broken Arrow. What a weapon he is.
I'll tell you, that was there might have been some Vaseline on that underpost because it just barely hit the underpost on the way down, and I had to stand up to make sure they called it good, so that's awesome.
7-3 Broken Arrow. We'll take a break here on KRMG. Listening to Redskins football.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Torrey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
We're back here at Union Tunnel Stadium. Broken Arrow's second possession at the 20 after the kickoff went into the end zone. Running play goes off the left side and pulled down very quickly there. Running back Noah Cortez is in the game now. Their sophomore running back, 6-foot, 190-pounder, behind the quarterback Cade Yeager.
Well, we've seen more and more of Jordan Flood making plays out there, and he's in there today. Well, actually, that's Jordan Flood. That's Ralphie Williams on the defense there. We're in number 22.
No gain on the play, they're saying. They marked it right back at the 20-yard line, so it's second and 10 now. Tigers from their own 20, leading Union 7-3 here. 8:28 left, clock running in the first quarter. Yeager takes a snap, looks to his right to throw. Now he's going to keep it, tries to run, hit in the backfield, spun down. He's going to lose on the play. Wow, great defensive effort there by Kyrie Fisher, the outside linebacker. We have plenty of help back there, too.
Kyrie comes into the game with all kinds of tackles. He's actually fifth on the team with tackles and 34 unassisted. He almost had another sack this evening. So, man, that guy's all over the place. And like I said, he's verbal to Minnesota.
Loss of two takes it back to the 18. So now it's third and 12. Third and 12 for the Tigers. Cade Yeager, but it's got the exhaustion for the quarterback. He goes over on every play to the sideline.
He can run a long ways.
Talks to the offensive coordinator, then has to jog back to his huddle. I'd say, man, coach, come up with some signals or something here. Yeager, ready to go. One back in the backfield. Takes the pitch. I was going to throw back to the quarterback, and it's going to be over his head at the 30-yard line. Incomplete. Tucker Dunlap took the pitch back. Tried to hit the quarterback, Cade Yeager, coming down the left sideline, but overthrew it by about 5 yards out of bounds. So it'll be fourth down, 12, punt time for the Tigers. 7:32 left in the opening quarter, with Broken Arrow leading Union 7-3.
Well, you see Ralphie in the game today playing running back, and I don't know if that's a call against the defense or on the offense there, but he's manned up and doing a great job being active.
Chandler Sion handles all the kicking duties for the Tigers. He's back in punt formation, standing right at his 5-yard line. Oh, partially blocked, picked up by a Union Redskin inside the 17-yard line, and down he goes. Great job defensively. The block made by the Redskins, picked up on the fly there.
Darius Boone picked it up.
Boone picked it up, and Union has it now first and 10 at the Tigers' 17-yard line is where they're going to put it down. Wow.
Well, special teams, what a time for a big special teams play. A couple of ones they've had this year, they've got penalties on, and that was a great time for something to happen there. That's what an amazing turnaround there.
So back come the Redskins offense. Darius Boone picked up that block punt. The 5'11", 185-pound sophomore. Shamari Brooks in the backfield. Davenport from the 17 takes a snap, throws out to the left side, hit immediately, and pulled down there is C.J. Moore. He may lose a yard or two on the play. Good job defensively for the Tigers there. Derek Shaw, their defensive end, had that one well defensed. They'll lose a yard on the play. Second and 11 at the Tiger 18.
Good hustle by the big Derek Shaw. 250-pound get outside to the short, make tackle.
Shamari Brooks to the right of Grady Davenport. Hands off to Brooks. Brooks off the left side guard and just gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Only a yard on the play. It's going to be third and 10. Broken Arrow looking stiff on defense. Wayne McAdams, their nose guard, 6'3", 240-pound senior. Led the tackles there. And the Redskins are going to need almost 10 yards here on third down. They got to get down to the 7-yard line. The first and goal, but first flag, it's going to set him back again, I believe.
Yeah, I saw two people move there, but it looked like Elwood was going backwards there at the center position. Be interesting to see who gets that one.
Oh, no, offsides on the Tigers. Whoa, they called Broken Arrow for offsides on that. So instead of a third and 9, let's make it third and 4. That makes things a bit better for Union. And moves the ball to the 11-yard line. So still need the 7 for a first and goal situation. They're at the Broken Arrow 11-yard line. It is third down, 7. Redskins trailing the Tigers 7-3 here in this state quarterfinal playoff game. Davenport takes the snap, looks over the middle. Now Tuxett's going to run. 10 tries to get away from a tackler and can't. Down at the 11. It'll be fourth down. Looks like our field goal team is going to come back on again. Noah Rauschenberg, who hit from 52 yards earlier, coming back on the field as Broken Arrow shuts the Union offense down.
Yeah, they did. They're flying around on that defensive side and really going after the ball. If they keep it on the ground, it's just swarm tackling. And they've seen plenty of film on Shamari Brooks, and they know that they've got to wrap that guy up.
So Rauschenberg, instead of a 52-yarder now, will have the ball spotted down at the 18. So this is a little better, 28 yards. No, it's a fake. Rauschenberg looks, throws back to the holder, and misses it. Bad pass. He tried to hit his holder there on the run, but was not able to make connections there.
That would have been Jordan Starks
was the intended receiver, was the holder for Union. So a fake field goal goes awry, and the score remains Broken Arrow 7, Union 3. We'll keep it right here.
I like it. They're going for the fake there, and it looked like they were going to block it, to be honest. And Rauschenberg had it maybe just a second longer, maybe a little slow down in his delivery, but kind of hustled that out and just didn't have a chance to catch it.
So Tigers take over at the 11-yard line. Pitch goes back, comes off the left side now and hit the 10 and spun down to the 11-yard line. Short gain on the play. Tackle made by Jordan Starks on the running back Noah Cortez.
Good hustle again by Starks, making a play up there. Just a short pickup, but that's what you need if you've got a team that's going to try to get a shorter down for second and third and then do some play action. They've really got to stay after them on those first downs.
Second down, 7, gain of 3. Yeager comes out. One receiver to the left. Now he's in motion. Two receivers on the right side. Takes a snap. Hands off. With the ball is Cortez. He is swarmed over. Boy, he tried to go to the left side of the Union defense. His right side offense. And Kyrie Fisher, the outside linebacker, stuffed that hole quickly. So it's going to be third and long for Broken Arrow here.
Great job there. And that really is stimulated up in the middle by Lee Barnes. Just making a big old mess of the middle of that. No push by the line of scrimmage for the Tigers and nowhere to go. So Kyrie comes around the backside, makes a great secure tackle.
A ball on Broken Arrow's own 15-yard line. They need the 21 for a first down here, so it's third and 6. 4:22 left. Clock running, opening quarter. Broken Arrow leading Union 7-3 in the state quarterfinal game here. Tucker Dunlap back in at running back. Back to pass, though, is Yeager. Yeager throws off the right side. His man wide open. First down, 25. Out of bounds at the 29-yard line. That was Damian Everett who made the reception. 6'3", 190-pound junior. And a first down for the Broken Arrow Tigers. J.T. McLeod, cornerback for Union, pushed him out of bounds. But not before he got the first down. And they're going to mark it up at the Broken Arrow 29-yard line. First and 10, Tigers.
Well, there's plenty of time on the clock here, but you would really like to come up with a stop.
First and 10 from the 29. Two receivers left, one to the right. Now back to pass, looks to the right side, throws, hits his man at the sideline, falls out of bounds at the 35-yard line. The catch is good, though. Cade Nagy made the reception, the 6'2", 180-pound junior off the Cade Yeager pass. Picked up seven on the play, so second down and three. The football now at the Tigers' 36-yard line.
Well, Yeager looks pretty confident back there behind the center. He's just standing up tall and really hasn't been hustled too much.
Second and three. Yeager steps back in the shotgun, running back out to the right side. Passes to the right side here, knocked away, incomplete. Incomplete pass. Intended out there for Matt Kaiser. Good job defensively by Trey Brown, the Oklahoma commit, the Sooner commit. And a big hit, the 5'11", 175-pound senior.
Well, that kid's all over the field, and you can't get the ball in his hands enough. And he did a great job there coming up to make that deflection. Looked like the ball was going to be caught by Kaiser and put a hand underneath there and knocked it away. Just great hands.
So Broken Arrow now with a third and three at the 36. Indeed, almost the 40-yard line for a first down here. Corbin Chambers now the running back is in motion. Passing is Yeager, throws it out there to Chambers. Chambers is going to get close to the first down, but not quite. He stumbles across the 36 to the 37. Maybe a yard or two shy of a first down. Nice job by Raphael Williams, a 6-foot, 185-pound senior reserve linebacker. And here comes the punt team on for the Tigers on fourth and two. They'll kick it away to Union.
Well, I didn't know that Ralphie, you know, we don't say his name a lot, but he gets in there and makes some tackles, 28 on the year. Tonight is really making an impact in his key position.
Landon Wood back in single safety for the Redskins. Chandler Syed to punt. He had his last one blocked by Union. This time he has kind of soccer shot on the right side. Gets a nice kick out of the way. They're going to let it bounce here, and it goes over the head of Woods. It bounces all the way inside the 10-yard line, just across the 10 to the 9, where it's going to roll dead there, and Union will have it, but a long ways away, 91 yards away. We'll take a quick break here. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Union football is a well-oiled machine, finely tuned and built to win. Your vehicle can be the same, and Briarwood Auto Service on 46th Street between Mingo and Memorial can help by keeping your car in its absolute best shape possible. Union fans can take advantage of $50 off any service or repair. That's $50 off service or repair, excluding basic maintenance. Briarwood Auto Service, a certified Napa Auto Parts dealer, 46th Street just west of Mingo. Help your vehicle be the best, most reliable it can be with Briarwood. See store for details.
They're more than music. The majestic presence and beauty of a grand piano brings a distinct air to any room. Bring that distinction to your home. Save Music Company's Grand Piano Sale is going on right now with pre-owned grand pianos starting at only $29.99. Save over $4,500 on a new Yamaha Baby Grand, or check out the like-new Baldwin 5'8 Grand for only $64.99 compared to $27,750 new. Huge savings on new and pre-owned Steinway grand pianos. In fact, most major brands are on sale. 12 months, same as cash. At Oklahoma's largest piano store, Save Music Company in Tulsa.
Back to the live action. Grady Davenport for the Redskins hit Kyrie Richardson on a 10-yard completion on the left side. Taken to the 19-yard line. Now this first and 10 from the 19. Hand off to Shamari Brooks. Gets about 4 yards on the play. It'll be second and six. Union now at their 23-yard line. Be a second down and six. Again, Broken Arrow leading Union 7-3. Shocking the Redskins with a 89-yard touchdown pass their first series. Hit in the backfield and bought down for a loss on the play. Shamari Brooks, big defensive play by Austin Romine, the 5'11", 200-pound senior. Wow. Loss on the play.
He was in the backfield right when Shamari was getting the handoff, and that's never a good sign. Typically, someone just kind of squeezed a hole or lane in the gap, and he was right in there.
So Union now faces a third and nine from their own 20-yard line. Need to get almost to the 30 for a first down. Davenport has Brooks off to his right. Receiver in motion. Back to pass. Davenport looks down the middle. Has a man. First down, 35, 37-yard line. Catch made there by C.J. Moore. And a big conversion on third and nine. First and 10, Redskins. The pass from Davenport to C.J. Moore for 17 yards and a first down.
Well, that's a matchup they got to go to. Jeff Wilton made the tackle. He's 5'7". He's overmatched by about a foot.
First and 10, unit to 38. Davenport looking, now starts to run out of the pocket at the 40 and slides out the 42. It's gone on quickly in the field to Doc Blevins.
Well, we think Noah may have set another record tonight. I talked to Coach Davis. He says since he's been here and he's coached all of our good kickers, he said that's the longest field goal he's seen.
That's a big leg for a high school.
Wow, 52-yard field goal. He's just a sophomore, remember.
Later this month.
Wow. Thank you, Doc. And Coach went on. Broken Arrow offsides on the Tigers. It was second and six. Making it easy. Second and one now for Union. The second offsides penalty that whistled on the Tiger defense tonight. They marched the ball up to the 47-yard line. Union at their own 47. Now with a second down and about a yard.
We're seeing the Tigers play Jermaine Holiday out there. Haven't seen a whole lot of him this year. He wasn't even the two deep to start the season.
Lauren Wilson flanked out to the left side. Back to pass to Davenport on second and one. Looking down the field. Has the man at the 10-yard line. Into the end zone. Touchdown. Kyrie Richardson from Grady Davenport. 52-yard touchdown. Kwon Daniels was the left cornerback, but he was beaten nicely by Kyrie Richardson, the 6'3", 175-pound senior. His third touchdown of the season, and the Redskins get their first touchdown tonight and take their first lead with 9 seconds left in this opening quarter. Union 9, Broken Arrow 7. Here comes Noah Rauschenberg, who just had that, again, 52-yard field goal to start the scoring for Union tonight. He'll be on to try for his 81st point of the season.
A great job by Davenport just to put it up over the top there and let Kyrie go get it.
Rauschenberg kicks it through. It's good, and Union takes the lead. The Redskins 10, the Tigers 7. Just 9 seconds left in this opening quarter of the state quarterfinals. You're listening to Union Football on KRMG 102.3 and 740.
I was talking to Wayne the other day. He's the owner of, well, it used to be OK Transmissions, but now it's Lifetime Transmissions. Remember I told you all about that? It's because of the lifetime warranty that comes standard with every transmission Wayne builds. Good for as long as you own your vehicle, anywhere you are in the continental USA, parts and labor included. You won't find that anywhere else. And it don't matter if it's a car, truck, van, diesel, or a whole fleet, domestic or foreign. Yep, he's got the best Honda and Acura guys around, too. Anyway, Wayne told me to invite you out to see his brand new 10,000-square-foot facility at 61st and 145th East Avenue. Excuse me, I gotta take this. Hey, it's Tiffany. Hi, Tiffany.
Hey, what about my party?
Yeah, I was just getting to that. Now, is that transmission goodness, or...
Goddess, I'm a goddess.
Oh, yeah, goddess, right. And still 918-695-7012?
Right.
Got it, thanks. I think old Tiff's been talking to that Hector fella too much.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School Football. News 102.3 KRMG.
Rauschenberg kicks off again into the end zone with that wind at his back. Be a touchback, and Broken Arrow will have it first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Union leading Broken Arrow now 10-7. Just 9 seconds left in this opening quarter. So we'll be back with a quick break here after this first snap from the Union, from the Broken Arrow offense. Cade Yeager, their senior quarterback.
Well, that score there, Davenport, 52 yards to Kyrie Richardson to put the Redskins back on top, 7-10. Only 9 seconds left in this first quarter.
Corbin Chambers, the running back. One receiver wide to the left. Everybody else is in pretty well tight for the Tigers. Yeager waiting for the snap. Man in motion. Fakes that. Hands to his running back, Chambers, inside. He's going to be pushed out the 20-yard line and pulled back there as the clock runs down to 2 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. Why did it stop? Is it a flag?
I think they just blew the whistle.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now the official, it's over now. The first quarter is in the books. There you go. After 12 minutes of play here. It's now Union 10, Broken Arrow 7 in the state quarterfinal playoffs in Oklahoma. We'll take a break here from Union High Tuttle Stadium. You're listening to the Redskins football on KRMG 102.3 AM 740.